Here we are, music meeting four. Yay!
Oh man, I'm so glad to be back with you gentlemen.
Me too, and I'm glad to pick an obscure Colorado artist that was sort of under the radar.
Oh, perfect. Who is it?
This is Xanthi Alexis. This album just came out last week. It's called Time of War, and the one sheet describes it as blends traditional folk sepia-toned Americana and old-world gypsy jazz.
Huh.
And it's mostly just Xanthi playing her guitar and singing.
Xanthi, is that how she pronounces it? How does she spell
actually,
it?
Actually, I don't even know. I couldn't find any...
X-A-N-T-H-E, Xanthi. Cool. All right. Here we go.
Of this life, I will bend a burden on the other side. On the other side, on the other side, I will bend a burden on the other side. Alone on the other side, I will bear no burden on the other side. Oh, the veil is thin and white. No burden on its other side. Oh, my skin will become light. I will bear no burden on the other side. On the other side, on the other side.
Is she playing the guitar on that?
Yes, that's Xanthi Alexis. She's playing guitar, and you hear the backing vocals. It sounds like there's maybe two other women in the background, and in fact, that is her. And when I was just researching her, there was a story about Harry Nilsson, where a music producer was confused of why he wasn't crediting his backup vocalist in one of his albums. And he said, well, it's because it was all me. So she records in that way. And I think it's really rich and it sounds beautiful. I think her guitar playing, too, the way that she's kind of clawing into that, into the finger picking there is really dynamic. And it's also very simple, you know. For her quote for making the record, she says, "For this record, I knew I wanted the most bare, non-frills sound I could muster. So that meant months of rehearsing and putting the songs together like puzzle pieces. I like thinking of recording as more of a snapshot of a moment. I knew I wanted it to feel very private, and if I overthought the actual recording, that intimacy would be lost. That pressure to get it all in one day pushed me to bring all the emotion to the surface in a raw and uncensored way."
Hmm.
I feel that.
What was that song called?
That was called The Veil.
Interesting.
Do we know where in Colorado she's from?
From Colorado Springs.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Home and of churches and tattoo shops.
Yeah. It looked like she's associated with Tai Chi and yoga, and I think that she's going to be playing at like a yoga space in Manitou Springs. But I think she on tour currently, she went to New York City and the East Coast.
Wow. So that's two acoustic women from Colorado Springs that we've heard from on this.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Huh. There's more happening there than I thought. That I could pay attention.
You got to tune to community radio to find out, right?
Yeah, I guess so. KRCC, I'll bet they play her. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, we do.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just like Erica Flinge said, we have good music taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good music taste, how about one from Australia?
Ooh.
Yeah. It's called Bombay Royale. They're an 11-piece band, and they're dressed up like March 4th marching band, although I don't think they're like March 4th at all, and certainly the music isn't like March 4th, but... you know, firmly rooted in Bollywood, but some funk influence, some disco influence, and this song, Nucky Day, Nucky Da, Nucky Do.
All right.
Is that like Monkey See, Monkey Do? Let's see.
Now
Bay Royale. Nucky day, nucky da, nucky do.
That was awesome.
I liked that. Dance, dance, dance.
Yeah, it was fun.
I just never thought I would hear Bollywood music from Australia, you know?
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Only makes sense, doesn't it?
Only from the DJ of Beyond Beyond would we get something that unique.
Well, you know, it just happened to land in my lap, just like all the music that Katie and Kay does.
And this album has some weirder kind of Indian sitar kind of work, too, that aren't just like upbeat, like dance songs.
Oh,
like
nice.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I barely even checked it out. We've had it for just a couple weeks, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, by the time this airs, we will have had it for a long time. Anyway, whatever. I don't, who cares? I'm sorry. You can delete
it's
that.
It's true.
Well, and so, Luke, in all your time at KD&K, how much music do we get from Australia? You know, I mean, there's...
Not a whole lot, you know? Not a whole lot. There's some singer-songwritery stuff
is,
that we've gotten.
Is Casey Chambers from there?
Yes.
And then Courtney Barnett, is she Australia or New Zealand?
She's Australian.
Okay. Oh. So there's some good stuff coming out of
maybe
there.
Maybe not. Actually, she might be from New Zealand. Better check that one.
I thought...
There's one I remember, Jeffrey Gurumul. Did you ever pick up Jeffrey Gurumul?
No.
He's actually Aboriginal, but he doesn't do didgeridoo. He plays the acoustic guitar. He's like an acoustic troubadour.
What about C.W. Stone King?
There you go. There's another Aussie.
That was like one of my favorite albums last year.
Yeah, Courtney Barnett's definitely Australia. So there is some good, you know, hip stuff coming out of there. I guess now that you mention it. But still, I never thought that I would be... listening to Bombay Royale from Australia. That was definitely a one out of left field.
Yeah, they're touting it as a movie soundtrack, but I think it's a movie of their own making. I guess they're legends in their own minds.
Aren't we all?
It appears so in the graphics and this album, the way that they're dressed. Looks like they're having fun.
It definitely looks like they're having fun.
Yeah. Well, speaking of having fun, for this fourth music meeting, we started off in Colorado Springs. We headed to Australia, and now we're going to finish off in France. From Toulouse, France, this is Closy.
What?
Z with Black Panther from her new EP Harmony, and she comes from Toulouse, France, and has been blown up stages around the world. I just got to see her in Boulder at the Fox Theater this summer, and she had the entire sold-out Fox Theater jumping up and down and sweating and man-bunning their way all around the venue. It was amazing. And she doesn't really do a whole lot live. You know, she's one of those sort of electronic artists where it's a lot like a DJ set of her own material. She does a little bit with live drum pads, and she is a guitar player. She has a classical guitar background, but and you'll hear her kind of noodle her way through some of her music. But live, it was just about the power of this kind of skinny, pretty, you know, French girl just bringing it like the boys do, you know. And I think that's one of the things I'm really excited about in electronic music right now is the sort of the rise of the women artists. And when we saw Alicia in Aspen at Belly Up this summer, a bunch of the KDNK DJs went to that. She says, "I'm Alicia and I make my own fucking beats." You know, it's like, it's I think it's one of the exciting things about Clozee is that she's got this kind of force and power and strength to her sound, even though there's a lot of kind of esoteric stuff. And she experiments with different things like the Japanese koto and some of the, you know, field recordings and some of that other stuff that makes it a little more interesting than your standard kind of house music. And she really falls into the category that people are calling world bass. So, you know, there's dubstep and there's bass music. And because she takes these kind of disparate influences and often does remixes of songs that aren't in English, she's kind of had that label put on her. In fact, she won in the UK back in 2003 Best International. In fact, she won in the UK back in 2013 Best International Newcomer. So she's kind of gotten herself onto the map and has shared stages with big names in electronic music like Bass Nectar, Beats Antique, and Bonobo. So what'd you guys think?
It's my favorite electronic thing that you've showed to us so far, Gavin. And I really liked the flute and the keyboard with the bass in there. And I agree that it sort of has this kind of world sound, and I could totally see that fitting in with like a Beats Antique kind of set.
Yeah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Bonobo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see her expand more of the live performance aspect for her sets. You know, for example, she has videos you can find on YouTube where she does a duo with a guy who's called Scarfinger. And when it's Clozee and Scarfinger together, they call themselves Clozinger or Clozinger. And when they do stuff, she'll be on the guitar and he'll be on the drum pad, you know, the sampler. And they sit there and make beats live. And you can kind of get a little bit more of that flavor of the live set. But when she's the headliner standing up there on the big stage with the big PAs and the lasers pointing in your face and everything, you know, and the giant clouds of weed smoke, you know, going right past you in the crowd and typical Boulder, you know, rave scene, there's just something about the energy. I mean, there have only been a few shows I've ever seen in my whole life where you get the entire crowd jumping up and down like that. I mean, I remember when Rage Against the Machine did their reunion tour, I saw them in the parking lot of what used to be Candlestick Park, and, you know, the whole ground underneath us and the pavement felt like it was shaking because everyone was jumping. It was obviously a much smaller show, but, you know, she has that same kind of power that Rage has, but in a new era, you know.
Was that before Man Bones?
Right. No, I don't think there are a lot of man buns at the Rage show. But definitely, and she actually rocks what, you know, looks a lot the same style as the sort of the man bun look. But she's like feminine and she has sharp features, but man, she brings it. You know, you feel like she's kind of wiry and like she's kind of shifty. You don't want to mess with her, you know?
Yeah.
Huh. And you know, I don't know a whole lot about her background in Toulouse. But she's been doing these big tours. She's done Coachella. She's been to India. She's done several U.S. tours. And, you know, I think we're just lucky in Colorado that we're on the map for live electronic music, because she did 3 or 4 gigs here this summer, and I was lucky to catch the very last one before it was too late. So
cool. Close-y.
Close-y, and I think if you're into that kind of stuff, look up the Sonic Bloom Festival, because that's how I first heard about her. And every June, down in Rye, Colorado, south of Pueblo, up in the foothills, a bunch of crazy bass music all comes together from around the world. It's really fun.
Was she there this year?
This year she wasn't, but that's where I heard about her last year for the first time.
Cool.
Well, another music meeting in the books.
Man, thanks. I love learning about new music from you guys. It's so fun.
Thanks for what you brought, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Luke.
We'll talk to you again.